Blog Talk Radio. You took the fall and thought of me above all. How many Americans have taken the fall and thought of us before all? And we can't even give them a stand-up pledge of allegiance at a football game. And the only reason you're at that football game is somebody died, so you didn't have to die. Don't sell yourself short. Boycott the NFL. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. I picked that tune to open up with tonight because crucified. There are a lot of guys who are crucified. There are walking crucifixions around this country today. And in 2 years, every family is going to have a drug zombie if we don't stop it now. You'll have a drug zombie at the dinner table. This fentanyl is going to take this nation down. And never forget, drugs is chemical warfare created by the Chinese and the Russians. And they never let up. They've been doing it since Mao grew poppies in China to kill Americans. They've got drug routes all through South America. And the Chinese and the Russians are in competition with one another. How many drugs they can get into the bodies of American children and adults. You have no idea. America's under siege. Just because you don't see them at the gates doesn't mean you're not under siege. And like Cicero says, the enemy inside the gates is worse than the enemy outside the gates. And we have a party, the Democrat Party, which is half communist. All the communists in the 70s morphed into the Democrat Party, and they took it over. They run it. 70 Democrats are members of the Socialist Party, and some of the 70 hold rank and title in the Socialist Party. If you Google it, you will get all their names. You will see who they are, and they're the troublemakers. They're the ones all the time that are in your face. Check it out. There's a book by a guy named Joseph Douglas that explains the chemical warfare by the communists against the United States. He goes back to the 60s and the 70s. That's how long we've had this drug attack. And those who don't want the wall want the drugs here. Those who don't want the wall are getting paid off. And if you think there's an honest man in Congress, name him. Prove me wrong. Show me one honest man in Congress. There's only one honest man who's drug-free. His name is Donald Trump. And all he wants to do is make America great again. And look at all the opposition he gets from the communists, from communist Hollywood, from the communist media. And now we're learning from the JFK assassination, and we're not getting all the info. We're learning that Khrushchev ordered the assassination of Kennedy and then called it off. Well, somebody didn't get the word. Wait till that story unravels. There's going to be a lot of vets who went to their graves not knowing what the real reason was. And the media hides everything. The media has already hidden the deaths of 1,700 Americans under Obama. And the wounding of 17,000 Americans under Obama, all in Afghanistan. And the media never listed one name. The only Americans you know about that were killed under Obama were the four Benghazi 911 boys who were left to die, deliberately left to die, and commanding officers were told to stand down under the penalty of prison and forfeiture of pay. They were ordered to stand down. That's the biggest cover-up, and it's also by the press. The communist press cannot be trusted. The Times, the Washington Post. Do you know who the Deep Throat was in the Nixon scandal? who leaked it to the Washington Post? He was the number two man in the FBI. What makes you think your FBI is kosher? Every day I distrust the FBI more and more. I'm getting the impression they're like Mexican police. They do what they feel like doing. It is really sad. But the worst is the media. And they all want Trump to shut up. They want him to stop blogging so they can make up things that he didn't say. But they have to wait until they hear what he says in his blogs before they can make lies, manufacture lies. They are the worst. And you want to hear something? If some student or some college group that is not already communist wants to a project, here's what you do. Especially if you got a lot of foreign language students in your classes. Go to any country, pick any country in the world, and find out how much control of the media does CNN have? And are they revealing anti-American projects? Are they out there anti-American? Not what they're doing to Trump here in the United States, because we have our eye on them. But I had a friend just come back from Brazil. She came home from Brazil. Brazil used to be her home. And she told me that the Brazilians hate Trump. I said, how can the Brazilians hate Trump? She says, because CNN is the only news outlet in Brazil. So with CNN undermining the United States in foreign countries, and that's what I'd like to find out. If you're a German and a student in a school, or any German, check. I talk to Irish people. They say Ireland's gone. They say Ireland is not the island that sent the Fighting 69th to rescue Lincoln at the beginning of the Civil War. They're not the Colin Kellys and the O'Hares. We're not getting those now. We're getting left-wing, communist-oriented Irish. And they hate Trump, too. So CNN is working anti-American sentiment. They're working for the communists overseas. That's my opinion. But I don't have the facts to back it up. But it would be a great project for a student group to find out how much propaganda is generated from the United States against the United States and influences of foreign countries and the people in foreign countries. So, having said that, I'm going to do a quick tune, and I just want to give a shout out to 13 guys and maybe girls who are going to take their lives tonight. Just listen to the words of that song. Crucified and laid behind a stone. You took the blows. And above all, you gave your best for us. Do not check out. God does not want to see you. God loves you. He wants to talk to you. Get into a church. Get into a synagogue. Get help. And be careful of the drugs they put you on. You don't want to get worse. You want to get better. Remember what the Greeks say. Nothing to excess. And who knows better than the Greeks? Nothing to excess. So, I wish you well. And don't give up. Wait another day. God's trying to get to you. I know it's hard to hear him, but give him a chance, and he'll help you through it. We're going to do a little Bocelli. You know what General Kelly said? When he grew up, women were sacred. Not too many religions worship the family. And have a mother that they look up to. We do, in my little religion. We look up to a mother. We call her the Blessed Mother. And she's in every rosary that's said, because it's hers. And what greater respect can you have for a woman than to pray to the Blessed Mother? And of course, if you go to church, it's mostly women. The men are bigger than God. But the women know better, because the women have experienced childbirth. And they know the reality of life better than anybody. That's why they're smarter than us. You know, one of the secrets of being smarter than me and you is never let us know it. Yeah. So General Kelly says women used to be respected. And you hear these rap songs, you don't think there's a decent woman out there. Man, I tell you, I would hate to be somebody growing up in the rap era and trying to keep your sanity and your chastity when everybody's looking down on you. And they're all going to the Harvey Weinstein School of Feminine Appreciation. So we're going to give you Bocelli. We're going to give you Bocelli, and he's going to sing about a beautiful woman. Beautiful. Beautiful. I always thought that Bocelli was blinded from birth. But it turns out he was a soccer player and he got hit in the head and he lost his eyesight. Unbelievable. That must have been some shot. So you never know. And those guys out there tonight, those 13, don't do it, guys. Don't do it. You already paid a price. You already paid the fiddler. Nothing's coming together. Give it time. Give it time. Maybe change your atmosphere. I don't have any of the answers what you're going through because it must be living hell. But if you get sick, physically sick, you go to the emergency room. And if your soul is sick, you go to a church. You get help. You don't have to talk to a priest. You don't have to talk to anybody. You can just get in there and talk to the man. Get in there and talk to the man. Tell him what's going on. He's got plans for you. Don't throw the towel in. Make it through another day. You ever hear the song, One Day at a Time, Sweet Jesus? And speaking of sweet Jesus, there are two elements that are in the Communist Democrat Party that are going to be pulling out. And one is Latino family members, where the family comes first. And the other is gospel blacks. Gospel blacks. And speaking about the gospel blacks, I saw a guy's name. I saw a guy on Fox, a black guy, and he's the only one that says the word communist. Everybody on Fox is afraid to say communist. They'll say left. He's a liberal. He's a left. He's a left winker. But they'll never say communist. I guess they lose their job if they say communist. But they'll never say it. Hannity doesn't say it. Limbaugh doesn't say it. Very seldom do they say it at all. This guy's first name was Burgess. And I just saw his name. I wrote it down somewhere, but now I can't find it. But Burgess is a African-American. I call them Americans. I don't call them African-Americans. You're either an American or you're not an American. Yeah. And those guys that are taking the knee for communism in the No Fans Left NFL, yeah, they're not American. They're not American. They're being used and they're duped. And Colin Kaepernick said, I'm not getting a job and neither are you. So just do what I do. And I can tell you, when they add up the receipts at the end of this year, somebody's getting a pay cut. And I won't watch. Today was Sunday, big football day. Tomorrow's a big football day. I won't watch. I see pictures of baseball players. They all got their hat over their heart. And I'll tell you, if baseball goes communist, I won't watch that either. You can go, you know, did you hear about the American football team that played in England and they knelt before the Star Spangled Banner? And when they played God Save the Queen, they stood for God Save the Queen. How's that? I was told years ago that there was a soccer match in England between England and Ireland. And when they played God Save the Queen, one of the Irish soccer players danced a jig. So, what can I tell you? There are patriots and there are patriots. I'll give you a quick eye of the tiger. Do you think that when God created you, he packed a special gene in there for you so that you would recognize the right girl for you? And he did the same to the girl. So what do we have today? We have girls getting nose jobs, breast implants, butt implants. So now the guy's walking down the street, he doesn't see anybody he recognizes. I had a buddy of mine who used to say he found the perfect girl. And I said, what happened, Jack? He said, there was only one problem. She was looking for the perfect guy. At least he was honest, right? He knew himself. What is that saying? Know thyself? We got a lot of people that don't know thyself. Yeah. And I want to tell you, I am partial to Southerners, even though they don't like me as soon as they hear my accent. And I can't go around talking like a Southerner all day just to get by. You see these guys that are growing beards? Watch the ones that have no ties. Because I think they think the Iranians are taking over and they want to blend in. But what was I going to tell you? The woman that sat in, that listened in on the conversation. Just imagine you're Donald Trump, okay? And you know what the media says about you. And you know how they hate you. And you know that they will take any two words you say and twist them. So you're very careful. But you probably didn't expect that wife that you were talking to put you on speakerphone. That's sad. And that cowgirl from Miami wears the stripper hat. Somebody called it a stripper hat. And I learned a new saying from the Southland. And that's big hat, no cattle. Unbelievable, man. Big hat, no cattle. We used to say, big wind, no rain. Yeah. That describes, how can that woman be a congressman? Are the people in that district all drunk and drugged that they would send? You know she's a bribe taker. You know she is. She's got a new cowgirl hat on every day. She's in her glory, man. All politicians take bribes. And you want to? I'll give you two examples. Champagne contributions. And the big one is the foundation. Oh, that's where the money is. That's where the Krugerrands are, in the foundation. If the IRS walked into the Clinton Foundation, they would cover it right up because they work for the Clintons. But if a decent IRS, an American IRS, walked into the Clinton Foundation, and I remember George Bush talking to Bill Clinton on an open mic and saying, how's your foundation doing? And you know what that's about, right? Yeah. What corners did you find to cut that we don't know about? Yeah. Foundations. What a joke. Like they didn't skim enough. But some guy in his 80s can't get a PET scan because it's too expensive. They'll only give him a CAT scan, and the CAT scan misses some of the cancers. Yeah, it's unbelievable, man. And of course, you know, by the time you learn the secret of life, they nail him the coffin shut. But, I mean, the last words, but. It is really sad. And the only guy that's been, has delivered us from evil is Donald Trump. So there's two examples, classic examples of bribery in the House and the Senate. Number one is what is known as insider trading. I call it insider tradering. And what happens is everybody in Wall Street, if they get caught taking advantage of inside information, they immediately go to prison. But the Congress passed a law for themselves, like they do their own medical, their own Medicare, congressional Medicare and pensions for everybody, including the dog. And you only have to serve one term of office and you get a pension. How's that? You like the guy, like this cowgirl hat, and you find out that, they're a POS, and you get them out the next term, and they get a pension anyway. It pays to steal. You know the difference between a Republican stealing and a Democrat stealing? When the Republican gets caught, he lies. He says he didn't do it. When the Democrat gets caught, he says you can't prove it. Yeah. And then he drops names like IRS, Department of Justice, FBI. Yeah. So, insider trading. You can't do it in business. You can't do it in Wall Street. The only exception to the rule is the United States Congress. They're allowed to do insider trading. Now, when Obama was creating Obamacare, John Kerry was sitting on the board of people who were going to put together this package that they shoved down America's throat. You can see it after, you can read it after it's a law. And they shoved it down America's throat. And what they did, they decided on which drug companies were going to benefit and which were going to get cut. And John took that information and he bought stocks on it. How's that? Is that line in your pockets or what? So the people got wise, and somebody said, you got to stop this. So they said, okay, you caught us. We're going to stop it. We're going to ban insider trading, tradering. And they banned it for 30 days. And then when nobody was looking, they reinstated it. And they're doing it today. They probably made a bundle on that Russian-American short sale on uranium. Yeah, somebody was, George Soros must be raping it in. It's to use a Harvey Weinstein cliche. But anyway, so that's one example. And the other example is champagne. They say it's campaign contributions. I call it champagne contributions. And I got a tip for all the black politicians that are coming into office for the first time. Do not steal on the first day. Watch what the white Republicans. Watch how they steal. They don't steal on the first day. You guys are making a mistake. You're getting caught right away. Like the guy with the freezer with $165,000 cash in it. Cold cash. Yeah. Wait 90 days like the whites do. And then start stealing. Don't start stealing right off the bat. You're going to get caught. Where's Jesse Jackson Jr.? Oh, he's in prison? For what? Oh. Stealing campaign contributions. Where's his wife? Oh, she's in prison too. Yeah. But you never hear it in the press. Never hear it in the press. Yeah. If Donald Trump didn't leave a tip in a restaurant. Oh, you know what? There was a big expose about his Russian connection. Did you know about this Russian connection? He left a big tip at the Russian tea room in New York. And Mishka come outside, the waiter, to thank him personally. So they said that was the Russian connection. It's unbelievable, man. These people make, they can't. If this was a Bible story, Trump would be Jesus. And the Congress and the media would be the Pharisees. And now we got Judge Moore, the man who stood and defended the Ten Commandments, which was the first monument the communists took down. They took it down before they took any rebel flag down or any rebel soldier down. They took the Ten Commandments down. Why did they go to all that trouble? All they had to do was thou shalt not to thou shalt. They did it anyway. They don't keep any of the Ten Commandments. And definitely thou shalt not kill. That's them. They're doing it to little children. And what did Jesus say? Suffer little children to come unto me. Because he could see the Democrat Party 2,000 years out. Weep not for me, weep for your children. How's that? Oh, Judgment Day is going to be a bitch for some people. I'm a skin of the teeth. I'm a skin of the teeth Catholic. I'm just going to make it. As a matter of fact, I can't get into heaven until my wife shows up. And then I'm going to tell St. Peter I'm with her. And my wife says, no, that isn't the way it works. Which brings up a joke. There are two gates to get into heaven. The sign over one gate says, all the men who were henpecked on earth. And the line goes as far as the horizon and the eye can see. Goes out miles, 20, 25 miles. And on the other gate, the sign says, all the men who were never henpecked on earth. There's one guy standing there. St. Peter comes running over and he goes, why are you standing here? He says, my wife told me to stand here. Okay, so that's a joke. We'll give you a tune. You want to go to war? You want to declare war on the Democrats? Oh, no. I didn't upload it right. That's it. Want a little Latin music? I got a long one. I'll cut it short. I like the opening. Cut it short. But you see how many solos were in there? They started with the flautist playing the flute. Then they brought in a saxophone. They brought in a trumpet. Each time the guy rolled the drums, another guy took over. Very good. That's what jazz is about. That's Latin jazz. They play a melody, and then everybody improvises. I don't like the improvisation as much. I like a lot of melody. But nice sound. And the good news is the stock market is heading towards 24,000. And if you don't think it's not going to hit 24,000, well, nobody will say it. All the experts will never say it. They only have excuses for their failures. Yeah. Oh, I knew it was the bubble was going to. They're all looking for the bubble. You know who the bubble is? Trump. He's Mr. Bubbles. It's all champagne, and he doesn't drink any. How's that? You got a drug-free president for the first time in history since Harry Truman. Did you know Harry Truman saw the corruption in the Democrat Party during the election of JFK? And from the state of Missouri, he was the chairman, and he resigned. Harry Truman is the last American Democrat. Harry Truman had a mortgage on his house when he left office. My guess, it was 24 grand. And he was a haberdasher, and they made fun of him. And they even, the media at that time, the phony media, Fox News, they had printed the paper up the night before the election, Dewey defeats Truman, and Truman won. And you know how he won? He won because of the people. The people came out for him, and the people trusted him. Do you know he was on a campaign train, and they stopped the train because he didn't have enough money to go get to the next station, and he had to wait for the money to catch up to him? Imagine what he had to do to make some phone calls. And you got people, champagne contributions. You think somebody's, I was down in Washington. My wife and I went down to Washington to meet with the Department of Commerce. And the commerce exec, my wife remarked, he has no paperwork on his desk. All he had on his desk were his feet. And he took us around to meet anybody that might be hanging around. And he brought us to a Maryland congressman. And he introduced my wife and I to the congressman. And the guy, man, he couldn't do enough for us. He was all over us. And then he goes, where are you from? And we said, we're from New York. He goes, oh, you're not the Maryland so-and-sos? I says, no. He says, oh, this meeting is over. And that's what's going on. They're not listening to you because they're getting their palms greased. They have no time for you. They're throwing your emails in the garbage. You can call all day long. They erase everything. They do not give two shiites about you. And the way to pay them back is vote them out of office one term per termite. Latinos, vamos, le parte de la muerte. Una termino por termita. One term per termite. And get out of that party of death to little niños. They're killing the niños. I saw a picture of an aborted baby. Full term. She was beautiful. You would think she was sleeping. She was intact. She only had a little slit in the back of her neck where they cut her spinal cord. She had 2 inches of hair. She was beautiful. Beautiful. She would, if she had been allowed to live, she would have been turning heads for years. I called her Chelito Lindo, beautiful lady, and she will never see the light of day. Somebody didn't love her. And I also got a picture up on the Tonight Show of a full-grown black baby, just his head in a bucket. And I didn't realize it when I clipped that picture. that his bucket was surrounded by five other buckets. You can just see the rims, the outside rims of the other buckets. And that's what's going on in Democratic chop shops. They're killing the kids and they're selling their body parts. Did you believe they would be selling body parts? It was inevitable. Greed is a terrible thing. It is sad. Do brown eyes cost less than blue eyes? Did you hear about the doctor that joked that the baby's eyes were rolling on his desk? Now, how did they roll on the desk? They had to be popped from the skull, right? You letting that happen in this country? Do you know, if God comes, he's going to take us all to the chop shops and he's going to make us go through. Just like Eisenhower did to the Germans in Nazi Germany. He took the local villagers out to the gas chambers and he showed them what they paid no attention to. And they were hysterical and historical. And he made them bury them. It's unbelievable. And you know what the Russians did when they liberated the concentration camps? They kept them open. And they put their own enemies in there. You don't know about that. No, because you're reading the Times. Who called Fidel Castro the George Washington of Cuba. And people in Cuba got no food. They're eating still life paintings. You know what a Cuban fantasy is? It's a banana. And here in the United States, Donald Trump came into office one day, the stock market went up. And the stock market's been going up for 8 months straight. And it's now about to go to 24,000. And who's to say it's going to stop there? Oh, the bubble's going to burst any day now. Thank you, Mr. Democrat. Yeah, can't keep going up. Yeah. So I'm dedicating the next song to Donald Trump. Thank you for bringing the economy back to life. And President, I'm not even going to mention your name. Here's a little Bronx cheer for you. Yeah. To Donald Trump. That that a black American, pro-American, that I saw on Fox. His first name is Burgess, and I can't wait to see him again because he was great. And you know what happens when Fox plays fair and impartial. They bring on a conservative, and then they bring on a communist Democrat. And what happens is they'll ask a quick question to the conservative, and then they turn to the communist Democrat, and he sucks up all the air in the room, and he just prattles on and blabs and doesn't shut up, and he runs out the clock, shouting the Communist Manifesto. So Burgess is a gentleman, you know, and he waits for his turn. But he was good. And I can't wait to see more of him. I hope Fox has him on and gets rid of Chris Matthews, Juan Williams, and Geraldo Rivera. Yes, that's right. I told somebody tonight that Geraldo Rivera used to be a gang member. The gang was called the Latin Kings. And he doesn't believe me. And he's a New York cop. What New York cop never suspected anybody of anything? That's their job, man. That's what they do. They look for suspicious characters. So don't feel bad when they call you over. They're doing their job. They're looking to get the bad guys off the streets. Now, if you don't want them to do the job, don't call 911. Call the Democrat headquarters. Call the ACLU. See how many guys they send over. Oh, here's a quickie. There's a new service out to help people that want to give up smoking. You call this number, and they send over five guys to get drunk with you. So you get rid of the smoking problem. Okay. Is it twilight time?
Heavenly shades of night are falling. It's twilight time. Out of the mist your voice is calling. It's twilight time. When purple color curtains mark the end of day, I'll hear you, my dear, at twilight time. Deepening shadows gather splendor as day is done. Fingers of night will soon surrender the setting sun. I count the moments, darling, till you're here with me. Together, at last, at twilight time. Here, in the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous beneath the blue air. In the sweet and same old way, I fall in love again as I did then. Deep in the dark, your kiss will thrill me like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together, at last, at twilight time. In the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous beneath the blue. In the sweet and same old way, I fall in love again as I did then. Deep in the dark, your kiss will thrill me like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together, at last, at twilight time. Together, at last.
Okay, we're back. I'm going to close with a story about a guy named Virgil. And the moral of this story is you can't tell a book by its cover. I used to have an auto parts store, you know, on the main drag. And once a week, this guy Virgil would come along. He would get off a bus or a train, and he'd have a big black oilskin bag, and in it he'd have rolls of tape, adding machine tape, legal pads, and that's how he made his living. And then he expanded. He hired a guy to bring him around in a truck so he could have a bigger inventory in the truck. And he used to come in, he had old clothes, and he had an old beat-up farmer's hat. And then he took driving lessons, and he got rid of the driver, and he drove himself. He's cutting his expenses down. So all my help was making fun of him. Anytime they used to laugh at him. And I turned to them one day and I said, I'll bet you Virgil goes to Atlantic City once a week and he plays big money. And they all laughed at me. So in comes Virgil. And I say, hey, Virgil. And this guy could get you anything. You want Cabbage Patch dolls, he could get you. You know, he took orders. I say, Virgil, you go to Atlantic City? He goes, yeah, I go every week. I says, what do you play? He says, I mostly play, I forget what he said, blackjack. I said, what do you play? I played a $100 table. My help died. They couldn't believe it, man. Yeah, he's making it up. He ain't making it up. And that's, never can tell a book by its cover. You can't. We got a gold mine in Trump. You better not blow it because you ain't going to get another chance. The communists were getting ready to take down the American flag, the cross. They already started on the rebel flag. But never forget, the first monument they took down was the Ten Commandments because they don't want you to know right from wrong. This way they can use you to kill others. And anybody that wants to take your guns away intends to kill you. So, until we meet again. When the stick in the sand is equal to its shadow. That's 12 o'clock, folks. Have a nice night. God keep you safe. Fi aman Allah. Take care.